You've heard that time is money. Well, consider this an investment on a way to building wealth that's always right on the money. We're sitting down with local experts that all have a mind for money.
Hello and welcome to A Mind for Money with Citizens Bank. My name is Timmy Stanifer and I am your host. And today here with me, I have Lowell Nessie. He is a loan officer here at Citizens Bank, and he's going to be talking to us today about credit and the importance of your credit health and how it impacts your financial health as a whole. So Lowell, it's great to have you here with me today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your history in banking? Sure. and how you got to lending?
Yeah. So hi, I'm Lowell. I'm a mortgage loan officer at Citizens Bank. I help customers buy and build the house of their dreams and help them refinance and use the equity in their home. I've been with the bank for about 20 years.
Nice. Very nice. So yeah, he'll be a great resource for us to chat a little bit about credit and what exactly credit is and how you can go about making sure you're in a good spot. So when you do want to buy or build the house of your dreams, you're not, you know, up a creek with a bad credit score or something. So yeah, let's just get right into it. Obviously, credit has a lot of importance on loans or getting any sort of mortgage. So, but what exactly is credit? It's kind of this word that gets tossed around a lot and it seems a little bit ambiguous. What exactly is your credit and your credit history?
When you hear credit, that usually people are talking about your credit score. And a credit score then is specifically the name of it's called the FICO credit score. And it's based on credit history that's found in the three credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion.
Okay. And so this credit score, how do you get a credit score? What causes you to have one? Does it just magically appear when you're an adult, or what makes it so that people can look up and see your credit score?
Yeah. I should mention that the credit scores range from 300 on the low end up to 850 is the best that you want to get. And it's based on the history of the activity, the accounts that you use, payments, and all of that activity then creates a credit score.
Okay. So I assume if you make your payments on time, the credit score goes up. But if you're late on your payments, credit score goes down. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so what kind of accounts or what kind of different payments actually show up on the credit score? What are the things that will actually contribute to that score?
Yeah. So things like credit cards, car loans, student loans, mortgages. So larger accounts like that.
Okay. So things that have an actual like line of credit tied to them where some institution is forwarding you money that you will owe them back.
Correct.
Not necessarily like your electric bill or your cell phone bill or something like
Correct.
That. Unless it goes delinquent and you owe them a lump sum in some sort of collection, which you don't want. So, you know, once you have some credit history, you know, what can you do? What does your credit look like and how do you keep track of it?
Yeah. In the beginning, it's really hard to establish credit.
Yeah.
You need at that point, you need to try to start a history. And you might need some help then from a family member. So you could ask them to put you on as a joint owner on one of their established credit cards. And their activity and their history will help you develop credit that way.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, starting with no credit, a lot of institutions probably don't want to lend to someone who doesn't have any established credit history.
Correct.
So, you know, you've started to build it up. What do you do then to make sure that you are on top of your credit and how do you check in on that to make sure that when you go to apply for some sort of loan that you're not surprised by some bad information?
Yeah, you should check your credit history then. You can go to annualcreditreport.com. That is a government sanctioned website that gives you access to all three of those credit bureau agencies that I mentioned. There's one other thought I just thought of in terms of other ways to try to develop credit.
Mm-hmm.
You could apply for what's called a secured credit card.
Okay.
And that is much like an apartment security deposit, you turn that in when you start renting an apartment. The same with the credit card, that you turn in a deposit, the credit card company holds that, and then after you've proven yourself, then they'll return that deposit.
Gotcha. So you can establish, like, say you wanted a $500 secure credit card.
Correct.
You would give them a $500 check to open that card, and then you'd have that limit.
Yep.
And then once you decide you can move on to a more normal traditional credit card, once you have some history, they'll return that back to you.
Yes.
But then they have the security of, if you don't pay it because you're not proven, then they've already got the money, so they don't need to come after you for money that you owe them. But it still would damage your credit history to not pay that, so you still obviously would want to,
right,
especially because the purpose of a secure card is to start building your credit history.
Another way to build then would be to ask that family member to be a co-signer. Mm-hmm. If they could co-sign the new loan, the new debt that you're looking to take out, that would be helpful too.
Gotcha. Yeah, to have a signer on that has a proven credit history, so that if, you know, you're younger or you don't have any credit yet, there is someone on the application that shows that they have made healthy payments for quite some time, so that the institution seems to would be more likely to take that application.
Yes.
and approve it. I think that's something that it seems a little confusing to people who don't know much about it. Not having a credit score is kind of like having a credit score of zero.
Correct.
Because a credit score, it's not just like a naughty list of the stuff that you've messed up with your credit. It's a proven history that you have been good at making your payments. So not having any credit history at all, there is no proven history of what you've done as a borrower. So when you apply for a mortgage or a loan, you get what a credit inquiry. What is a credit inquiry, and how does that work?
Yeah, there's two types of inquiries there. A hard inquiry or a soft. And the hard is when you are applying for credit. So you have filled out an application and you're trying to get approved.
Mm-hmm.
The soft one is where a company is considering to advertise and give you an offer.
Mm-hmm.
So they look at your credit and decide, okay, should I send this offer to the customer?
Gotcha. So it's not necessarily like the full in-depth report that you would need to get when you're applying for a new loan, but it's just a more brief way for them to look over everything.
Yes.
And so what's the difference in how that affects your credit? I know people talk about that, you know, you don't want to apply for too many loans because it hurts your credit. What does that mean, and what do they mean by that? How does a loan or a credit inquiry affect your credit score?
So it's the hard inquiries that do affect your credit score. So if you apply for too much credit too often, you'll lose points and that'll hurt your score. The soft inquiries, they don't hurt your credit score. The companies are just kind of taking a peek at what your history is.
Gotcha.
And that doesn't affect the score.
Gotcha.
Other soft inquiries would be possibly employment check from your future employer, or when you're applying for insurance rates to see if you're a good risk for auto or home insurance.
When they're doing their underwriting for that, yeah. I think something to mention that I think is important to remember is whenever you apply for any sort of loan or credit card, they're going to do a credit pull. They're going to do a credit inquiry. So, you know, once you hit submit on any of those applications, know that they're going to be checking your credit. So if you're worried about having too many things checked on your score, think about that when you're applying for any sort of loan or credit card. I know there are some nice stipulations built into things like mortgages, where there's a certain amount of time where you could do several applications because they want you to be able to shop around. So depending on the type of transaction you're looking at, there are some different rules that can be beneficial if you do want to shop around. But you should, you know, check with the institution that you're applying at to see if what you're applying for would fall under any of those categories. What kind of things hurt your credit? You know, we just mentioned applying for too many loans, but what kind of other things bring your credit score down into a less than a attractive score range for a lender?
The worst thing is late payments. So if you're missing payments or late on payments, that'll greatly affect your score. Another thing is what's called utilization, where based on the credit limit of the card, if you're maxing it out and spending up to that credit limit, that'll really hurt your score.
Yeah. So, you know, if you've got a $10,000 credit card, if that's always at $9,000, that's going to hurt the score a lot more than having that only at $1,000 or something like that. And I know kind of the old adage is less than 30% utilization. Do you typically agree with that from what you see?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, across all your credit cards, staying under that threshold will definitely help out that score a bit. And what kind of things can you do to improve your credit? I know it's not the exact same thing where, you know, you make a couple late payments and it instantly drops. I know it's a lot more of a slow process to build it, but what kind of habits and things can you do?
Make your payments on time. If you are struggling, communicate with the lender to try to set up a plan then to help get the payments on time. Don't max out every account, like don't max out the credit card, the utilization that we were just talking about. The sweet spot for the number of accounts you want to have is somewhere 3 to 5 accounts, and have a good mix of credit cards or loans or mortgages. That overall credit mix will help your score.
Gotcha. Okay. And so what would you consider a good credit score? Say you got a mortgage application and you pulled someone's credit report. Yeah. What are you considering a good and strong credit score?
One of those companies, Equifax, they say the good score is from 670 to 739. And for mortgage lending, I'd say like 740 or higher is the best score.
That's like the strongest that you're going to get like the best rates.
Yes.
Or if there's any, you know, closing cost benefit, probably the lower being that threshold. Costs. Okay. And, you know, I know you mentioned that 850 is the maximum, but I also know from, you know, working with people in their credit reports, so that's kind of impossible.
Yeah.
You know, feasibly, the different things that the different bureaus require to get a higher score, they kind of end up not meshing at that range, because they want you to have multiple open lines, but not too many lines. They want you to be using your cards, but don't use them too many. So, you know, above 800 is you're pristine, you know. Anything above 800, you are in an amazing credit score. Yeah. So, you know, I've had people talk to me and it's like, well, why isn't mine at 850? You know, they're at 820 or 815, and, you know, trying to explain to them that that's basically impossible. So if you're like Lowell mentioned, if you're up above 700, especially under 740, you're doing really good. And typically above 740, there's probably no history of any late payments. There's definitely no collections. And what a collection is if you have an account that you owe money on that you don't pay at all, and they have to send it off to a third-party company to try to get that money from you. So that's where if you have like cell phones or an electric bill that you haven't been paying, like I said, it typically won't be on your credit report unless you don't pay it. Then it would show up on your credit report as a collection, and that would very greatly damage your credit score. Yep. And I know, just kind of from experience, having any unpaid collections, whether it's a small medical bill or anything, you're going to be lucky if your credit score is above 640 at that point. So obviously, you know, your credit score matters. It matters for credit cards and loans, but what other aspects of your financial health does your credit score impact?
So it can affect a lot of different things, where companies want to know if you're a good risk. So if you apply for a cell phone, if you've had bad credit before, they might turn you down.
Yeah, I know a lot of cell phone companies do payment plans for their phone, so you may not qualify for their payment plan for their phone, yeah.
Landlords, if you're going to rent an apartment, they want to know if you're a good risk. Employers, depending on what industry you're in. And for insurance, the rents that we talked about.
That makes a lot of those people that are going to expect monthly payments from you, I'm sure they want to make sure that they're not getting into a situation that's going to end up bad for them. With that, we'll go into a couple of do's and don'ts about credits, the things we kind of mentioned and talked about. And as Lowell mentioned, the first do, use those free credit reports, the government-sanctioned free credit reports so you can know where you're at. Also, if you are applying for loans, ask the institution that checked your credit what showed up there. What was your score? You know, was there anything problematic on there? You know, you as a borrower, you typically have the right to know what's going on unless it's a very specific application situation. I mean, if they're going to make an underwriting decision based on your credit, you have the right to know what that was. And I would say don't be discouraged if your credit isn't great now, because it can get better. You know, you're not stuck there forever. Obviously, it may hinder you a little bit from things you might want to do right now, but that would that leads me into my next do be protective of your credit and be proactive in to make sure that when you are moving towards something you want to do in the future, whether it's buy a house or get a new car, or like you said, even get a cell phone or something, that you're not in a place credit-wise that you may not qualify and then have to find another option. And I would say don't underestimate how important your credit is to almost all aspects of your financial health. Unless you can pay cash for absolutely everything for your whole life, you're going to need your credit at some point, whether it's just for a credit card or even, I mean, like you said, though, you even need it to get a rented apartment or to get your cell phones a lot of times. So I would say as some closing thoughts here, ask a loan expert or a loan officer like Lowell to review your history when you have them do a credit inquiry. You know, that's something we definitely do here when we're doing mortgages for people or any personal loans. If we see something on their credit, we'll talk to them about it and give advice on like, all right, here's what you can do if you need to start working on this to take steps to make healthier credit. And there's lots of resources online, but, you know, be wary of the places you're going to check your credit scores and things like that. Make sure you're definitely going to reputable sources when you're entering things like your social security number, your date of birth, all your personal info, because you don't want to be putting all that info to somewhere that might take advantage of it. And that can really lead to bad credit is when you have identity theft or identity fraud. Lowell, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, that just made me think of something. When we were talking about annual creditreport.com, that is the site that you can get access to all three credit bureaus. It shows you all the history, but it doesn't give you the score. So in the beginning, where you're trying to figure out, okay, where am I at? What is my score? You can go to Experian's website, and they are offering a special where if you register with them, you can get the free credit score then.
Yeah.
And the other two companies charge a fee. So depending on what company you use, you can have a couple different options that way.
And I know it's not terribly expensive if you go through like TransUnion to pay for the score. It's, I know maybe it changes depending on what they're running, but you know, $5, $10, something like that. And it's worth it if you have, especially if you have no idea where you're at. I mean, you can use, I know some people like to use stuff like Credit Karma or whatever, but the problem with those is, are that they're just kind of estimating what you're, because they do mostly soft pulls. They're not doing hard credit inquiries.
It's a different formula.
Exactly. And they use a whole different formula because TransUnion and Equifax and Experian, they have all their own ways they calculate their credit score, and no one really knows what they are. They don't publicly advertise what the exact mix of everything is that gets them their scores. So things like Credit Karma, they're just kind of using their own formula and estimating. And I've had a lot of times where people thought their credit based on something like that, or you know how credit cards will say, look at your credit score for free. That site will say it's 800, and then I do a credit pull and it's a 680, you know, so those aren't always 100% accurate. It can help. And sometimes they are decently accurate, but they don't always catch everything. Sometimes there's like a judgment or a collection that they don't know about. And that really brings your credit score down. So, and that's part of why we use all three bureaus is sometimes things don't get reported to all the bureaus. Sometimes only one of the bureaus gets a reporting on something. So that's why when we do mortgages, we check all three of the major bureaus so that if something didn't get reported across the board, we find out about it. Anything else you want to mention or touch
on? No, that's great. Good info.
Yeah. So, Lowell, thanks for coming in and talking with us today and sharing your insight. Credit is something that's obviously super important and a lot of people don't know about, and it makes sense that they don't know about it because it's they don't work with it every day. So, but it impacts the things they do with all of their finances, their mortgages and credit cards and everything. So if you have any questions or thoughts or feedback or advice or anything, you can send it to me directly at heytimmy@amindformoney.com. That's H-E-Y-T-I-M-M-Y @amindformoney.com. And with that, we thank you so much for watching, and we hope to see you next time.